This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here we go. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavah. We're learning now Siman Lamed Gimel. We're up to the second part of the Mechaber and Sif Aleph. Ve'ilu heim chadashim. What is the definition of new tefillin? Kol zman shem hayu moishchim oisam berutzuais. That is, so long if you would pull the ritzuais. Habayis mispashet v'niftach, the bayis would spread out and open, nikra chadash. It's called new. Imeinoi niftach, if it doesn't open, nikra yashan. Yashan, it's called old. V'mneskalkalu shnayim, zeh shaloi k'neged zeh, if it gets ruined, two of them, one not opposite the other, rishon u'shlishi k'shem, number one and three are kasher, afilu heim yishanim, even if it's old, v'mneskalkalu, meaning like this, v'mneskalkalu shnayim, zeh shaloi k'neged zeh. Okay, this is another point. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Habayis mispashet. In other words, new tefillin is, if you pull them, the ritzuos are mispashet. That's chadar. Says Mishnah Berurah, zehu la'oisim sha'oisim ha'ma'avarta meha'ar sha'asim men avatim. That is for those who make the ma'avarta from the hide that you make the batim, then this is not relevant. Meaning like this. Let's see if we could get up the picture. Okay, here. So, chadashim are, if you're going to pull the ritzuos habayis, here, right? If you pull the ritzuos, it's going to open up. Habayis mispashet, that's called new. If eino niftach, it's called yashan. Again, this is only noigea for those who make the mavarta from the same R that you make the bayis. But we make it like this. We make it two different pieces. We make the mavarta like a whole different chelek, a whole different segment than we make the bayis. So if it's one R by pulling on these straps, it's going to cause the whole thing to open up like an accordion. But it's not nagea for us because we don't make it from one R. Now, if two of them get ruined, niskalkalu shnayim, zeh shaloi k'neged zeh. Okay, so now let's look at this picture. Two of them got ruined, here and here. That's Aleph and Beis. Miskalkalu shnayim. Zeh shaloi k'neged zeh. They're not mamish opposite each other. So in this case, bayis rishon bayis shlishik sherim afilu heim yishanim. Then the first bias and third bias are kosher, even if they're old. Then the skakulu gimel batim b'cholinyim psulim. If three of them got ruined, then they're always pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Risha nishlishi, ratzalaymar. Debazah mikri zeh shalai kenegazah. This is called one not opposite the other. Bafilu nasa kera b'habayis hashlishi. Even if the fear happened in the third bias, the shnei doif noisav kasher. Even if it happened, the tear happened in the third bias on the two of the kasher. Why? Kivan sheyesh bias shalei mafsik b'neim. Because you have a whole bias being mafsik between them. Meaning like this. If bias... If but okay, one more time. When the Mechaber says, "Im the skalkalu shnayim, two got ruined, Zeshaloi k'neged zeh. Namely, Rishon u'Shlishi. The first one got ruined, and the third one got ruined. That's kosher. Why? Because you have two whole, you have two shleimim being mafsik between them. Back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tesvot. Some of the mikri zeshaloi k'neged zeh. Vafilum nasa akera ba'abayis ha'shlishi b'shev daf noisa. Even if here, look, both walls got ruined. Kosher, kiven sheis ba'ayis shalim asik b'neim. Avol nasa akera ba'abayis beiz v'gimel. But if there is a tier in 2 and 3, like in this diagram, after kera echad ba'abayis echad mimino, even though one tier is in one ba'ayis on the right side, like over here on the right side. And the as a second tier on the second bias and the second bias on the left side. So here the tier is on the right side in number bias 2. And bias 3, the tier is on the left side. That's called Zekinegazah. Okay, this is very simple. Basically, if you have a tier, but in between the two batim that have a tier, you have two whole batim, then you're okay. Even though this tier is on the left side and this tier is on the right side, but bias 2 is completely intact and it's in between, it's fine. Even if bias 3, you have a tier both on the right and the left side, since bias 2 is completely intact, it's fine. But if you have a tier in 3 batim, afilu b'chol bias rak doifen echad, let's say you have a tier in 3, in 1, 2, and 3, even though it's only on one wall, it's pasul b'chol inyan. Bala rabbis afilu chadashim. It's coming to say even new ones. We just said before, new ones that are torn are okay. So bala rabbis afilu chadashim d'chshan al abebeis afilu b'zeh etzal zeh. We said that even if you have two batim that are torn, one next to the other by new batim, we call Malkum the Gimel puzzle. If it's three batim, it's going to be puzzle. So even though in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber said that if you have two batim, one next to each other by new ones, it's going to be kosher. But by if three are torn, it will be puzzle. Fifth base. Im Nifsiku Tefirois Hatfilin. If let's say the stitching of tefillin is torn. Okay, next picture. Next series of pictures. Here. See, over here you have the stitching of tefillin. They're torn. Leha Rambam. Im hayu shtei atfira zu b'tzad zu. According to the Rambam. If the two stitchings, one were next to each other. Then it's puzzle. So let's see what this means. Loha Rambam. Avoshari poiskim pligiale. Other poiskim argue on the Rambam. Umakilim b'chol gavni b'shnei tfirois. They are makel under all circumstances if it's two stitchings. Uvashloish tfirois shenifsikum machmirim. And if it's three, they're machmir. The afilu tikum b'makam ahefsik le'mahani. Then it's not even going to help if you fix it. It's disparaging if the tikkun is recognizable in three places, bein b'chadashim, whether it's new, bein b'yishan, or whether it's old. You have to go back and sew it again. Meaning like this. If you have the stitching of tefillin torn, if the two stitchings, so tefiris is mashma, more than one. If the two stitchings, one are next to each other, or three stitching, zu shalai keneged zu, it is pasul. So we have to figure out what does it mean, shtei hatefiris zu b'tzad zu. So in the picture, they're saying like this. Zu b'tzad zu, as you see, aleph, it's torn on the top, and then beis is torn on the bottom. That's zu b'tzad zu, okay? One opposite the other. So that's going to be pasuk according to the Rambam. Here, you have three stitchings that are not zu b'tzad zu. So they are pasul. That's Gimel Dalet Hey. Now, let's just see a little bit further. That's by old tefillin. Aval b'chadashim. Again, this is all based on the Rambam Shita, the first Shita in Sif Aleph, that if niskalkal or shel shnei batim mibatei harosh, that if it's chadashim, it's ksherim, and if it's yishanim, it's pasul. So here also we're saying, b'amed v'amamim b'yishanim av chadashim, kozman she'or moshel avatim kayim ksherim. But if it's new, so long as the hide of the moshel avatim is extant, it's kosher. So that's an... The or moshel avatim means the actual bias. We'll see one more Mishnah Berurah. Zu... Shaloi kenegetzu. That means afilu kolecha b'tzad acher. Even if it's each one is on a different side, meaning one on top and two on the bottom, and they're not opposite each other. If it's three total, then it will be an issue. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you for joining today. I wish you all a wonderful rest of the Yom Tov, and we'll pick it up Monday. Regular schedule 9 o'clock. Continuing in Siman HaMegimel Sif Beis. Thank you very much. Good Yom Tov. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.